Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I'm back here today. Mike Sempervivi joining us here in the second segment of the show, and we have a lot to talk about. Backlash is in the books. Raw is in the books. If you want to call and talk about either of those shows today, you are welcome to do so. We are heading towards the WWE Clash of the Champions pay-per-view. We have matches scheduled for that show, and we can talk about everything here on the program today. Roman Reigns not in the WWE title match. It is going to be Roman Reigns versus Rusev on the show. Allegedly, it's going to be Charlotte versus Sasha Banks, even though Sasha Banks and Bayley actually did a double pin last night. We have got Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. I think Seth Rollins is a babyface. Not entirely sure. I think that's the idea. But man, the booking of Seth Rollins as top babyface has so far left a lot to be desired. We've got SmackDown coming up tonight. SmackDown Live on the USA Network. Heath Slater will be signing his contract to the SmackDown brand. Which, by the way, is something nobody is talking about in storyline. Shouldn't Heath Slater have been given his contract when he made it to the finals of this tournament? Because now he's got the championships, but he's not under contract. So you could do a storyline where he holds him up for more money. He could say, you know what, I'm going to go to Raw. I'm your SmackDown Tag Team Champion. Rhino and I are going to head to another brand because we're not under contract because you didn't sign me. Maybe they'll do that. I guess we'll find out. But we've got that. We've got new champions on SmackDown Live. All sorts of stuff to talk about. Throw out the phone numbers and text message line after the break. We've got a lot to talk about. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Raw was last night. If you want to talk about that show, you're welcome to. We've got SmackDown Live tonight. As noted in the opening segment, I can only hope that Heath Slater tries to hold up SmackDown for more money. He's a champion. He's not under contract. Should hold him up for $200,000 like Jeff Jarrett did in the 90s when he left as the Intercontinental Champion before he dropped that belt to China. Phone numbers. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Give us a call today. Let us know what's on your mind. Mike, what did you think of Raw?
I didn't think much about it at all. In fact, when I was watching it this morning, fast-forwarding through most of it, it was a lot easier to handle than watching it in completion like I did last week. Basically, what I did was I felt everybody out after watching football on Monday night and decided to see, okay, what was worth seeing. And basically, I fast-forwarded to the last match, and I don't feel bad about that whatsoever. I sat through Backlash this weekend, which I thought was pretty good. I saw Evolve 69 this weekend, which I thought was very good. And I watched a bunch of various other things, and I got to Monday night, and I was done. I'm willing to give SmackDown a chance tonight because I thought Backlash was very good. But after last week, it's one of those things where we'll see. Now, next week, I'm going to watch. You know, forget about football. But the fact that the cruiserweights are going to be on there, they're going to roll that out and debut that. Absolutely. But again, it was so bad last week. And I do have an interest in football, although this is my job. I do have an interest in football, too. And if they're not going to put their best foot forward trying to compete with it, then you don't really deserve my eyeballs. And thank God for DVRs. Thank God I have Hulu. I have other ways where I can watch the show and knock off a lot of time and not waste it the same way they waste it.
I know you're going to flip your lid, Mike, but I'm just going to tell you the facts. I'm telling everybody the facts right here. They're putting their best foot forward. They are. I know that's impossible for people to believe that,
at this point, they're trying.
But they're trying. I don't think people understand.
Try harder.
I think people think that like they go out there and they deliberately put on bad shows. That New Day segment, dude, that New Day segment was classic Vince McMahon. He's the only guy in the world that liked it. But the fact of the matter is, he thought it was good. That's the thing with this show that people have to understand. They're not trying to put on a bad show. They think it's good.
Well, good. Here's what they have to understand. When we get here, you know, the next morning and we want to talk about anything else other than Raw because it sucked, well, they're going to have to accept that too.
Let's go to the phones. They're going crazy here. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. It's Buzz from Florida.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah, I just had a couple quick things. First thing I was going to ask is, since this whole Alberto Del Rio thing is going on, I know I'd been listening to Observer Radio with you and Dave lately, and I know there's talks of Lucha Underground as a possibility, but is that really a possibility after the way that everything went down last time he worked with them? Is that still an open door for him?
I mean, do you remember what happened when he left WWE the first time? That was a lot worse than how he left Lucha Underground, and he went back to WWE. So, in this business, there's rarely any such thing as a closed door. Although I do not think that you will ever see CM Punk back in WWE, and I've made large financial bets regarding that. But yeah, he could go back to Lucha Underground. But the thing is, apparently he wants to go somewhere where he doesn't have to work with a contract. And I'm not sure there are a lot of places that are going to pay him big money and push him, but not have him under contract.
I don't know.
Then the
Hold on. I let me just throw this in there. I guess it depends on what you take as having success, because I've talked about this with other guys. If I'm Cody Rhodes or if I'm Alberto Del Rio, and granted, Del Rio's status, I would assume money-wise, he probably couldn't get what he was getting before, but who knows? I don't know. I'm not in these guys' pockets. But I'll say this. You know, if you want to be champion of TNA and you want to walk around with the belt or something, fine. But if you can do hits when you want to and basically control the feuds you're going to be in and kind of dictate what you're going to be doing, I don't know if that's necessarily the worst thing in the world. I'll take a little bit more money as long as I'm satisfied with what I have to not be tied down to anybody. If I can go bounce and work Rev Pro in the UK and somebody from Japan calls and this happens and that happens, why in the world would you want to be tied down right now? That's
well,
what these
you
guys
wouldn't.
Don't want.
You wouldn't. It would be great if you can get the gig. It's a dream gig. But the thing is, Alberto Del Rio is not going to work for $500 a shot. He's going to want a lot of money. So you're going to have a promotion that is willing to pay a guy a lot of money for him to just do shots. Like, I mean, if you're going to pay the guy big money, then if you're TNA, he's got to be in a prominent spot and maybe be champion. But you can't put the belt on a guy who's not under a contract.
Well,
it's just
course,
a weird situation. What do you do with the guy?
Well, belt to the side. I mean, if you can get something going, I mean, if in theory, that's what they're doing right now with Cody Rhodes, where I guess that's the rumor is that what would happen would be with Cody Rhodes would be some sort of thing like that. Same thing in Ring of Honor, where, you know, he goes in and he's going to do a feud with somebody for a while or something like that. I mean, as long as you all agree on what the end point is, I don't know. I would not want to be tied down in this environment right now, frankly, to anybody.
Nobody would.
Unless it was for big money.
But Cody Rhodes is going to go to TNA. I think Cody Rhodes just wants to do matches. And I'm sure the same thing with the Ring of Honor. Alberto Del Rio,
Does he want to do matches or want a career?
I'm sure that Alberto Del Rio, my point is, he's going to ask for a lot more money than Cody Rhodes. And for a Ring of Honor, for example, with a finite budget, I mean, how much can you really pay this guy to not be able to really do anything with him? Because they're not going to do a lot with a guy that they don't have under contract. They'll do a little bit, but how do you justify his paycheck if he's asking for X amount of money, but he doesn't want to be tied down to a contract? That's my point. Cody Rhodes is different. I think Cody just wants to go out there, prove that he's good, and wrestle all. I mean, Cody wasn't making $500,000 to do PWG. I don't know what he was making, but it was affordable.
Whatever it was enough to buy a bunch of pizza for everybody after the Evolve shows.
Dude, have you ever gone to, what's that pizza place around here? Little Caesars?
Oh my God. Dude, the thing that got me was
he's 20 pizzas for 50 bucks.
Dude's in New York City. He bought Domino's pizza for everybody. It's in New York, for God's sakes, Cody.
Hey,
oh
my it's God. Free. Beggars can't be choosers.
That's true, I guess.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Anyway, since we're talking about pizza, my personal favorite is Jet's Pizza, but that's another story. Anyway, my question is, and I just got done listening to you and Dave. You were talking about how WWE doesn't know how to book baby faces. And I do agree because, to me, Owens is just so over. You know, I mean, granted, there's just like a cockiness to it, but he's just so over that I think that they want to give, I can understand giving Rollins a babyface turn because it's time, but do you think somewhere down the road they may swap if they just feel like Rollins is not working as a face?
They may swap? You mean Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
Dude, here's what you got to think about here. Kevin Owens, you have faith that if Kevin Owens turns babyface, they'll do it right with him? Because I can think of one babyface, and I'd be happy. You guys know the line, text messages, 425-780-7566. Let me know some baby faces where they've done it right. Because we got Dolph Ziggler, who is a total failure on SmackDown. We have got Dean Ambrose, who is booed in his championship match with AJ Styles. You've got Seth Rollins, who I don't even know what the hell they're doing with him. Their best baby faces are bad guys. You got Roman Reigns, who's hated. I mean, the best guy outside of John Cena was Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan got over as a babyface because he was super likable and super talented, and they tried to kill him. That's how he got over. And now they think, well, you know, we tried to kill the guy, but he got over. So now let's go try to kill Dolph Ziggler. Oh, a lot of good that's doing.
Well, I'll say this. I honestly think that they are intentionally killing Dolph Ziggler. At some point, I think the heel turn comes. Now, you cannot wait. I would not think they're going to wait too much longer on this, because if they do, it's not going to have any effect when it happens. But I think the way things have been going, the way they've angled it, the pre-show stuff, I think that's definitely the direction you got there.
Well, we'll see. I know they've got barely any baby faces. John Cena's gone, although he's coming back. Randy Orton's hurt. Dean Ambrose is booed, and that's your babyface roster on SmackDown. Unless they go with Kane. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There are many reasons a rock band can split: drug addiction, creative differences, or even the death of a band member. But perhaps the greatest catalyst for putting the longevity of a band's future at risk is the dark subject of hard cash. Find out how the secret to Fall Out Boy's success lies in an equal share of profits with me over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, I do have text messages here. I asked for other good baby faces that they have booked well. And this fella here says Slater. That is actually correct. The Heath Slater deal at the pay-per-view was a thing of beauty. The whole storyline has been a thing of beauty. It's my favorite WWE storyline of the year so far. So I will give them Heath Slater. This person says Zayn is the best babyface, and hopefully Jericho puts him over on the pay-per-view and they run with it. Sami Zayn, they have not done a terrible job, but if anyone wants to argue that they're doing better with Sami Zayn on Raw than they did in NXT, give me a break. way better in NXT. This person says, I like Ziggler as a babyface because I can relate to him as a total failure. I tried to read that with a straight face. I could not.
Well, hey. I mean, you always got to have a character in wrestling that's relatable to somebody, you know, right?
This guy says, if Orton is not cleared for the Chicago live event, will they cancel that match or find a different opponent? If a different opponent, who? Well, surely it would be Kane.
Where's the
fool-ass? It's got to be Kane.
Where's this fool-ass from ESPN who wrote that real hand-wringing column about, man, are we going to, you know, the matches, they're talking about the matches as if they're real. How about talking about something very real and something very relatable to the rest of the sports world, which are concussions, and the fact that Randy Orton has a concussion, which he has not been cleared from, and he's out there doing RKOs. I'll let you, put this in far better wording than I can, but we didn't talk about this yesterday. On the show, I didn't get a chance to, but you should really explain this to everybody for those who just happen to not know about it, because it is amazing.
Here's all I
amazing.
Know. Every time Dave Meltzer brings this up, it doesn't matter how many times he's told me, I ask the same question again, which is, are you sure, are you positive that he has not been cleared due to a concussion issue? Are we positive it's not staples in his head that he hasn't been cleared from? Are we positive it's not a shoulder injury? I mean, are we positive it's a concussion? And every time Dave says, yes, it's a concussion. I can't. It's like I got a concussion. I can't wrap my head around this. If you haven't been cleared in 2016 with a lawsuit out against WWE, if you have not been cleared of a concussion, how in God's name can you be out there on pay-per-view and at live events delivering RKOs? How? I don't get it. You know what happens when you take a bump? Even when your head does not hit the mat. Even when you have your chin tucked and your head does not hit the mat. You want to know what happens? Well, you see, your skull travels towards the earth, and then it comes to a sudden stop. Your brain, however, keeps going. Right?
Yeah.
Is this physics I'm unaware of where your brain magically stops? I've been talking about this for weeks. There's no such thing as magic. Your brain keeps going when your skull stops, when you take a bump. Now, I realize that in the fake world of professional wrestling, delivering an RKO is different from taking a bump. But in real life, it's the same thing. He's taken a flat back bump. How in the world, if you have not been cleared of a concussion, are you in there delivering RKOs on Sunday at Backlash and Monday at a live event? How?
That was even more amazing. So you're in Fairfax, Virginia, by the way, while Redskin game is going on live. That was really good planning there. But in any event, you're in Fairfax, Virginia. At the pay-per-view, it's still incredibly stupid and mindless and all that sort of stuff. But at a house show? To top it off, just to make it worse. So you skated by the first one. What if he... it's only a grade... Whatever the BS that they would say over why this is okay... What if something did happen? I don't know. I'm flabbergasted.
What's interesting about this is I would almost argue it would be better if he were doing these things at house shows, because then at least you could say, well, he never did it. This is on Backlash on the WWE Network. There's footage.
And it doesn't, you know what's even worse, Brian?
In yes, HD.
He did the RKO. The fact that he would even be rolling on the floor, selling the knee, or any of that stuff, you shouldn't be doing any of it. You shouldn't be doing any of it. It's just, you are begging for it if you're WWE. And I know he comes from a wrestling family, you know, with three generations, all that. None of that stuff will matter if something were to happen or something happens later on, and then you are sued, period.
Dude, Daniel Bryan can't even give Miz his running knee, and he's not suffering from concussion symptoms. They just won't clear him to be a wrestler anymore. Randy Orton, allegedly, still has not been cleared from a concussion, and he's out there doing RKOs every night. It blows my mind. I can't believe it. Doesn't matter how many times people tell me, I can't believe it. It's just too crazy. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
Let's don't talk about Raw from last night. I may be in the minority here, but I really enjoyed the first part with the women. One of my favorite parts is when Dana slapped Charlotte and got the big pop from the fans. And she got about the biggest pop of the whole night. And I thought the match was very good, the three-way match with Dana, Sasha, and Bayley.
Well, Jim, you're right. You're in the minority here.
Well, you have to admit, the match was pretty doggone good.
It was okay. I expected it to be worse with Dana Brooke in there, but I got to ask you a question,
Dana
Jim.
I thought Dana was pretty good last night. I mean,
Jim, explain this to me.
Okay.
As our women's wrestling correspondent, okay. How in the world could you possibly care about this Dana Brooke Charlotte storyline?
It's just something about it. I mean, I guess it's the always, you know, the old saying, for the underdog, she's kind of like, you know, Charlotte always puts her down and everything in the story.
But they never even had a relationship. That's my point. It's not like they were. It's not like they were friends and buddies for a solid year, and then Charlotte started being really mean to her, and so you really want to see Dana get out there and go on her own. I mean, they were fighting a week in.
Well, the thing about it is, I think another thing is a lot. You see how Charlotte keeps doing her and treating people. Have a say. They feel for her character. I think that's what it is.
Well, that's the idea. My point is, I don't. I'm wondering if many other fans do.
I know several people on my Twitter last night. They enjoyed it, so I don't know. Maybe I'm not so much in the minority.
Hey,
but,
I've been wrong many times.
I tell you what they need to do.
Three.
You know, talking about the women's wrestling. For one thing, in NXT, they should get Io Shirai and bring her in to have a feud with Asuka.
Io Shirai.
Io. Ain't Io. It's spelled L-O.
Both of them. I think it's an I-O.
I-O.
Capital
I. Oh, okay.
It's
well,
me. Her sister is Mio. She is I-O.
Well, I mean, she, herself and Toni Storm, in my opinion, are the two best women wrestlers there is going today in Stardom.
Are you a member of this Stardom world?
Oh, yeah. I like Stardom.
So is Lance Storm, of all people. Can you believe that?
Stardom is awesome, man. I
that
mean, those girls, you know, they might not be the biggest in the world, but they can really throw down in the ring.
Well, they're definitely not the biggest. I will grant you that.
All right, y'all have a good one there.
Y'all have a good time.
Rossi Ogawa, the longtime guy. He knows how to get women over, and they do that. That them and Shimmer, just as far as the pipeline to WWE, what WWE would be looking for would be perfect. Although, you know, Lance, I guess really it's not that big of a surprise, because if you want to be a woman in professional wrestling, especially if you're from Australia or something like that, that you got to go to Lance. So if he's able to keep up on some of
you're
his trainees.
You're guaranteed a contract.
Pretty much. So, yeah.
This person here says, the Heath Slater story suggests that if given a thoughtful idea and some listening to the fans, that even a wrestler who has been pigeonholed into a bad or humorous character has a chance to move into a more prominent role. That's correct. But let me tell you something else. This storyline got Heath Slater and Rhino over. Can you imagine if they did stuff like this with actual main eventers?
Whoa, hold on. The thing is, they do a lot of this stuff. It just happens to be the wacky, white trashy angle that they had Heath Slater and Rhino in it. The problem is, when they do all these stupid stories and these stupid skits, what they end up being mostly is the New Day and Gallows and Anderson. So I think we need to temper it a little bit and just give all of the credit on this to Heath, Rhino, and the kids.
Well, maybe. But I have a theory that because it involved Heath Slater and Rhino, Vince didn't care one bit and just let him do whatever they wanted to do.
It's true.
Whereas if it had been Seth Rollins, I mean, he would have changed his mind 85 times, and Seth would have invariably been screwed by Stephanie at the end, and it would have sucked. So maybe you can't do this with main eventers. Maybe you can only do it with undercard guys that Vince doesn't really care about. And I don't want to make people think that Vince doesn't care about Heath Slater. Obviously, he sees some talent in the guy, but he has bigger fish to fry. AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, the main event guys. He's really concentrating on that stuff. And maybe he doesn't think so much about some of this undercard stuff. And when he doesn't put his hands all over it, and you do a simple storyline where the babyfaces win. I mean, let's think about this. The babyface outsmarted the heels. How often do you see that in this company? Never! Stephanie always has to outsmart everybody, and she's a heel. Outsmarts the babyfaces. They're always outsmarted. Hence, none of them getting over to any real degree. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Studio line today, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411, text messages. 425-780-7566, we'll go back to the phones in a moment. Couple of texts here. This person says, here's what they should have done. World Intercontinental Tag Team and Women on one show, and the other has the Universal U.S. Cruiserweight and a Cruiserweight Tag Team title. Sure could have done that. But you see, they didn't have time. They were rushing to do this draft.
Of course. Yes, they were. Yeah, they only
not
had,
have time to think.
No. Or change things on the fly. Of course not. No.
Person says,
I don't know how that would have helped, frankly. They wouldn't have helped because you still don't have the bodies for it.
No. They would have helped. I'll tell you why.
How?
Because if you would have... Where's his deal here? Okay, so I suppose I could argue some of this, but if you have all of the tag teams on one show, then you do have the bodies. If you have all the women on one show, then you do have the bodies. If you have all of the cruiserweights on one show, you do have the bodies. When you split them in half, then you don't have the bodies. That's the whole point of why this draft is such a failure.
I get that, but also, I mean, so...
At least we have 12 women instead of 6.
I guess, but if you look at it that way, you go, well, okay, well, like SmackDown had 6 or 8 tag teams, whatever it was to start, but 4 or 6 of those tag teams were just jobber tag teams that nobody cared about anyway, and you knew they weren't going to do a good job building them up, and they have not done a good job with that. So it's kind of like you're still kind of churning right there, where I still think the best idea would have just been, you know, have a traveling women's and tag team champions. I think that would have been the easiest thing.
Yeah, but you see, if you have 4 jobber tag teams, but all of the tag teams are on one show, then that means you've got 8 non-jobber tag teams. Whereas if you split the tag teams, that means on one show, if there are 4 jobber tag teams, that means there's only 2 tag teams that are any good, which kind of is what we have on SmackDown right now.
Hmm.
And one of them, I live in fear that before too long, Slater is going to turn on Rhino and destroy the whole thing.
Hey, just wait. Look, he hasn't signed that contract yet. Can you imagine a scenario where they lose those belts beforehand or Rhino turns on Slater beforehand and the kids are not going to be able to eat?
Hey, he's got a new T-shirt. I got kids.
Go to WWE.com
and grab it.
I guarantee you that will be that piece of haberdashery is going to be a massive, massive seller
for
him.
Did you say haberdashery?
I did indeed.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Wait, hello, guys. How y'all doing today?
It's been a while, John.
Haberdashery right here.
Well, yeah, I've been off. I'm getting ready to go to a trip to Wilmington, Delaware.
Boy, that's exciting. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, what's on my mind is this, Brian. One, I kind of want to agree with you on your point with having a basis for the tag team and the titles contingent for SmackDown. But my thing is this. What are they going to do with AJ since he won the title? How long do you think they're going to have him as the champion?
Well, hopefully for a long time. I mean, I presume at some point John Cena is going to beat him, probably at WrestleMania. I hope he keeps it till WrestleMania, and then John Cena gets his big win back, wins the title, and away we go. He's got to break Flair's record. You know they're going to do it.
All right, and one more thing, then I'm going to be off. I'm not feeling this, just this whole brand split. It's just diluting the whole thing. I'm afraid one thing that the Hype Bros is going to have the world championship, tag team championship. And what's the point of a subpar team with one geek and one guy that was?
You want me to? Yeah, I'll just go ahead and answer that for you right now. You don't even have to go any further. If they do something like that, it's because there's going to be some sort of Rob Gronkowski tie-in. There's going to be some sort of tie-in with the NFL. There's going to be some sort of tie-in like that. Maybe there'll be an ESPN Sports Science or something like that. That is the only way that I could conceive of them doing something like that. Now, can I absolutely see that happening? You bet, but that's the only way I can see that happening.
Dude, Dolph is going into the Kent State Hall of Fame. They couldn't even throw him a bone and give him the Intercontinental title for a week.
Well, Dolph's not going in. That's Nick, what's his name? Ryan, Nick Nemeth?
Nick Nemeth.
What the hell's his name? Nick Nemeth.
Nemeth,
that's it.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, I know this is going to make people very, very angry, okay? And listen, I'll preface this by saying, I love Heath Slater and Rhino. I love them. But how can you complain about Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley as champions and accept Rhino and Heath Slater?
Because Rhino and Heath Slater are awesome.
They are awesome. But it's Rhino and Heath Slater versus Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley. It's basically a wash. If people didn't hate Mojo so much.
Rhino was a former ECW champion. And remember, Heath Slater is a multiple-time tag team champion.
Hey, that's true. As Vinny noted, they should not have been underdogs going up against the Usos. They should have been the favorites. They should have been the heavy favorites. That's why I can't listen to these damn odds makers. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kevin, Virginia Beach.
Yes, Kevin.
I was at Backlash at Richmond this past weekend, and two things. One is, as far as the sound and as far as like the crowd noise, I'm wondering, the side with the hard camera was almost empty, the section right across in the ring. And I wonder if just that had something to do with the poor sound quality.
So you don't think they piped in bored people and just turned it way up?
Well, now, did you hear Bryce yesterday on the show by chance? Because he was there, and he said that the crowd was really actually pretty strong there.
And that's how I felt as well. It was really loud there. And then when I watched it back on the network, the only noise I heard at all was pretty much during the main event. And even then, it was much louder as far as the dueling chants, things like that.
Well, I was just told the building is very, very old, and the sound doesn't travel well.
And that high ceiling was brought up yesterday, which is a problem. I mean, it's like having shows outside. You do have that much air. It does actually play an effect on the aesthetics.
That makes sense for a building that old with that few people. Having three decks, really, that is a very tall and narrow building. Also, I noticed that there was no "You Deserve It" chant, which I think we were all very happy about. Wonder how much do you think Kevin Owens
last week? I thought there was a "You Deserve It" chant when Becky won the title.
But not for the main event.
Oh, not for the main event. No, no, no.
And certainly, I mean, after AJ's career, as long as it's been, I was a little in fear that it would go back to that.
Well, listen, dude. Hey, SmackDown is live tonight. It may be happening tonight.
Good point.
Let me throw this at you before you go. Are you going to either the Richmond or Norfolk NXT shows? Have you already gotten tickets?
I'll be there in Norfolk.
Okay. Just curious about that, because just kind of seeing, because they're the small building in Baltimore, the small one in Richmond, and then the relatively larger building down in Norfolk. I was wondering, I'm assuming that almost anybody that would call into this show would be going to the show. I just kind of want to take a little running tally.
They're not running at Scope. They're actually running at the Constant Center, which is ODU's, Old Dominion University's college basketball building.
Yeah, that surprised me, because that's where I saw Impact. I saw Impact there, and it was, I don't want to say it was empty, but it surprises me that they're going from like 2,000 to 3,000 seat buildings for the first two shots on the tour, and then going into one that's near 10, unless they're going to run some side part of the building.
Well, I was actually at Impact too, and I know what you mean. I got my tickets. I got one first row the day that they went on the presale, and I noticed there's still seats within the first three or four rows available. So I'm hoping that the ticket sales pick up, but we'll see.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call right there. This person here says, I'm getting sick of Dana getting abused by Charlotte, but I am not feeling sympathetic towards her. I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
This person says, Swagger has been off TV for a while. Time for the Bunkhouse Jack character to make his debut. Jeans, suspenders, greasy hair, long overcoat, just like his father. Sure.
He could be American Alpha's heavy after they lose to the Usos and the Hype Bros or something like that. Actually, no. God, no. Please.
I got this right here. I think, I don't know if you talked about this yesterday, but though they did not provide much detail, this from WrestlingObserver.com, your source for the most up-to-date wrestling information. Although they did not provide much detail, WWE.com announced on Monday night that company chairman Vince McMahon recently suffered an injury that required surgery. WWE statement: WWE chairman and CEO Vince McMahon sustained an injury while training, requiring surgery, WWE.com has learned. Chairman will be back in the office at WWE headquarters on Wednesday, as usual. Before WWE confirmed the injury, Dave Meltzer had written about it in Monday's Daily Update. He says, we have sketchy details, but Vince was injured over the last couple of days. Story going around the company is he suffered a torn quad while squatting and will be getting surgery this week. The only thing known by multiple sources is that there was an injury to McMahon that he likely doesn't want to get out. Dave and I had a big argument last night about whether Vince was squatting heavy, and I should have thrown in my checkmate, which is that he tore his quadriceps off the bone So by definition, however much weight was on that bar, it was too heavy.
It's probably all a relative thing to what we believe is heavy or what should be maybe possibly heavy to a 71-year-old man. But I got that text came over from them, this alert thing, and as I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, God, I wonder if there's actually more to this. And then you go and you open it up and you read what it was, and it's like, how masturbatory is this? Yeah, he's hurt, but don't worry. He'll be back in the office on Wednesday.
Of course, like, what do you expect?
Who cares about any of this? If nobody, I mean, with the exception of, like, Dave, if the word started to get out after Raw that Vince wasn't there, okay, or something like that, and they could send out a press release that way, but it was like, what are you drawing attention to? Who cares? Who would have known about this otherwise if you didn't say anything? And frankly,
you know,
who cares?
Here's my question, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe we'll get it in the Observer this week, but so they said that he suffered an injury and he got surgery, but he's going to be back in the office on Wednesday. Okay, this is a 71-year-old man who tore his quad bad enough that he needs surgery. How in the world is he back in the office on Wednesday? Then I got thinking about it, and if you remember, like a month or so ago, this was right after the draft, actually, so it might have even been further back. Vince missed a bunch of TV. So I wonder if he tore his quad then, had the surgery, but I guess no, because he was back at TV a couple of weeks later, so I guess that timeline doesn't work. I don't know. I'm skeptical he's going to be back in the office Wednesday, but hey, that's what they said. Maybe they mean his office in the hospital. Is that possible?
So, you know, if he had a nerve center set up there, it would not shock me at all.
This person says, regarding the false advertising of Randy Orton for Backlash, didn't WWE also falsely advertise Daniel Bryan for Extreme Rules last year as well? Is this something of a pattern for them? Listen, I'm not saying that I agree with this, but I'm going to tell you why I think they do this. I think they don't consider it false advertising because I think that they don't believe that they're actually selling any brand new network subscriptions for any of these shows. I think in their minds, we're doing this brand extension, we got 1.5 million network subscribers, and these extra pay-per-views are just added value content for those people. So this is not like pay-per-view where if you're a Randy Orton fan, you're spending $60 or whatever. I gotta try not to sneeze here.
He's gonna.
I ain't going to sneeze. I'm too professional. This is not like if you are a Randy Orton fan and there's a pay-per-view coming up and you got to spend $65 on it or whatever, and then Randy Orton's not there. And they could have told you before you spent your money, but they didn't. I think they feel it's $9.99. Everybody's already got the network. We're going to turn it into an angle. So what the hell difference does it make whether we advertise it or not? No one's really losing any money. I think that's their mindset. Not saying I agree with it, I just think that's why they do this. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so what is this here? A semi-truck that is leading cops on a chase?
Yes, Riverside, California, there's a semi-truck. I'm not sure if it's going north or south right now, but it is leading police officers on a medium-speed chase?
Are they concerned there's bombs in it?
No, and I don't know what the ACT company is, because that's what it says on the side. I'm not sure exactly what products would be on this that made it so important that these guys take a semi and feel as though that they can outrun, like, cop cars, but who knows?
Well, the California Highway Patrol officer that is apparently talking about this is named Brian Alvarez. What a small world.
You related.
I tweeted that out. We're out of time, everybody. Don't forget, SmackDown Live is tonight, and we'll find out if Heath Slater and Rhino hold up WWE for more money, as they should, as champions without contracts. They were treated so poorly. Heath Slater, he's got a family and children, and they treated him so poorly. Now he's a champion, and he doesn't have a contract. So if you think that contract negotiations are going to be rough for The Miz, wait till Heath Slater and Rhino get a hold of Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. That's tonight on the show. And a lot of other stuff on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. There's a new Observer Radio last night. We had shows all weekend long. So head up there and check those out. All of the coverage you could ever want about the CM Punk MMA fight, which looks like it did very well. We'll talk more about that in the next couple of days. And that is it from here. I want to thank Mike, as always, especially for yesterday covering when I went to the fair. Had a great time at the fair.
Funnel cakes.
That's right. And, of course, everybody at Sports Byline USA, callers, listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.